SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good. It is the bad. It is the dumb. All right, let's go with the good, Ron Culver, here on a Wednesday.
With the good. I'm a tad bit late with this one. Because I didn't watch the video until yesterday, and I was like, oh, I got to talk about this. We got to bring this up. I don't know if you caught it. Did you see what happened during the Clippers-Mavericks game?
No, I did not.
I think it was Sunday. It would have been Sunday night, right? Today's Wednesday, right? What's today?
Yep. Today is Wednesday.
Okay. I'm already forgetting what the week is. I guess this would have happened Monday night. Doc Rivers stops the game with 9 seconds to play. Right, and
nine seconds.
And the Clippers were easily beating the Mavs, but he stopped at 9 seconds. And here's the audio:
9 seconds left of the game, and play has stopped. Doc is on the mic,
giving it up for Dirk.
Wow,
I've never seen this before. Wow.
Oh, that was cool.
I mean, he stopped the game with 9 seconds to go, called timeout, went over to the table, grabbed the microphone, and told the Clipper Nation to get on their feet and, you know, give a shout out to Dirk.
That's great. That is really great. I hope that happens everywhere Dirk goes.
Yeah. I mean, I just saw that. I mean, just totally random. I mean, there's really no history between the Mavericks and the Clippers and, you know, Dirk shutting down the Clippers back in the day. It's just an awesome gesture for, one of the great players we've seen in our generation.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is really great. Doc Rivers. There's a lot of things I criticize Doc Rivers for, but that will not be one of them. That is a fantastic gesture.
Yeah. I mean, that's much better than giving him a surfboard.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to think of L.A. It's like, yeah, we'll give you some smog.
They give you some smog
in a Maverick jar.
Exactly. Well done, Doc. That's really awesome. All right, let's get to the bad.
The bad. Now, this might be a personal nightmare. It would definitely be for me. I don't know about for you, but I don't know if you heard about the Amtrak train.
I did. The one in Oregon?
Yeah.
Yes.
An Amtrak train traveling from Seattle to L.A. That's a long train trip, but that would be a lot of fun to take, by the way.
Yeah, it would.
I would not do it in the wintertime, but if you don't know, what's going on with the country, extreme weather has been happening all across the country. Oregon got blasted with snow, and I think they like up to 10 feet of snow or something like that. It's just ridiculous. But a tree fell on the tracks, and the train that was heading there could not move. It was stuck. And the problem was that all the service roads leading to where this train is were covered with so much snow, nobody could get to it. So people literally were stuck in this train for nearly 50 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was a dining car. They had enough food to get by, but, then they started to get worried. But here's the thing, and the people that they were interviewing, because, Amtrak is a commercial train. It's a means of transportation if you didn't want to fly. So there were a lot of families on this train, stuck in a train. Now imagine taking, you have older kids, so they'd be more self-sufficient. But think back maybe 5, 6, 8 years ago, being stuck on a train with little ones.
Oh, that would drive me bananas.
That has to be a personal nightmare, right?
Oh, my God. 50 hours?
50 hours. It's finally reached its – or it didn't reach its destination. It was able to make it back to someplace in Oregon where they were able to get off the train. And Amtrak is refunding them the money and apologizing and probably offering them free vouchers for future train trips or whatnot.
And they're like, I'll fly.
I mean, it's not – I would take them up on it because, it just was a freak thing. A tree fell on the tracks. They couldn't.
Well, can I ask a question at being naive about train travel? How does the conductor, because stopping a train is a nightmare. How does a conductor know a tree fell on the tracks enough to stop it before it plows into said tree?
Well, I think that was part of the problem. I think it slightly derailed, and that's why they couldn't just back it up.
Because I read somewhere that one of the nightmares that conductors have is when they have a suicide on the train tracks, and they can see the person is lying on the train track,
yeah,
wanting to kill themselves. They can't stop the train.
No.
They can't stop the train. So they know when they see it, that's it.
Yep.
There's nothing I can do. I can't stop this. I can blow the horn, but I'm going to watch this go all the way to fruition because I can't stop the train. It's going to take a mile or two for this train to come to a stop. So if you're a conductor of the train and a tree falls, and there's no radio to say, hey, mile marker 21, a tree fell. How does he know?
Yeah, I mean,
until he sees it and goes, oh,
exactly.
Guess we'll be plowing into that thing.
See, now I've been on a train. My wife and I used to take train trips a lot. From LA up to Santa Barbara, because where you get off in Santa Barbara, there's a bunch of hotels, and that's where, you know, it was called State Street, and that's the street where all the shops are. So you take a train ride up there because it was better than driving and you didn't have to pay for parking, and it was a lot of fun. But I remember a trip once coming back, we hit a car. We were on the train
Seriously?
That hit a car, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the lady was fine. She just, it was pretty much like the train tagged its bumper. But we sat on the train track, and where our window seat was lined up perfectly where she was. And we literally sat in the middle of this intersection on the track. So the train was not allowed to move, I want to say at least an hour.
That's crazy. Just 50 days, 50 hours, though,
50
on a
hours.
Train. In Oregon, cold and it's snowy and you can't really go outside. You're stuck in a train, stale air. I'm sure the bathrooms weren't all that pleasant.
No, you just saw people trying to sleep as much as possible. The one thing God bless this mom. This one mom was almost brought to tears because she did not pack enough diapers for
being stuck
for 50 hours. But luckily she said she needed diapers, but she found a lady who had some spare pull-ups. And if you know kids, sometimes diapers don't really equate to pull-ups.
Yeah, close enough.
But, yeah, they were able to make do. But, yeah, oh, my God.
That God, was it's crazy.
Be a personal
nightmare. All right, what's the ugly?
No, the dumb.
Oh, the dumb. I'm going to make this mistake. Yeah. I got to write this down.
The dumb, and you know what? You're going to back me up on this. This is really dumb. The Knicks.
Yeah,
The Knicks.
They're ugly, yes.
No. The Knicks have won 3 out of their last 4 games.
I know. This is not how you tank.
They're being stupid, right?
Right.
This is a
stop winning games. This is pointless.
I mean,
stop.
I thought that's why you traded away Porzingis, and I thought that's why you pretty much got rid of everyone humanly possible and cleared cap space. So you knew that you already decided that this season was done, was over.
You got rid of a player nicknamed the Unicorn because of his uniqueness. You're tanking this season. It's okay. You don't have to win. Look, when Spike Lee is mad that you're winning games, you're tanking.
You're doing it wrong.
You're right. Spike's the biggest Knicks fan on the planet, and if he's mad if you're winning games, stop winning games.
Yeah, just listen to him. I mean, he hated Green Book. He's not afraid to show his opinion. Listen to him.
Zion Williamson, when he's healthy, and God, boy, does Duke need him, because he's a beast. He's going to win you a bunch of games. He's going to be a superstar. You can't get him if you don't have the better odds.
Plus, when they get the number one draft pick, then that's what's going to make them enticing for, two max players.
Well, that's true. And what the other thing is that, and I keep saying this, I always have to preface this, the NBA has changed the lottery rule, but I think it's still weighed a little bit more towards the team that loses the most games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like it used to be, but it's not like it was in the old days. In the old days, it didn't matter if you were one game out of the playoffs or 15 or 20 games out of the playoffs. You had the same chance of your envelope being picked. They did away with that, but I think they've adjusted it. It still was weighed a little bit towards the team with the worst record in the NBA,
yes,
but not as heavily as it used to be.
And that coveted spot is going to be the number one overall because you know what that prize is going to be.
That's right.
I don't even know who would go number two or three at this point.
I don't either.
But I do know who's going to go number one. So, yeah, the dumb of the day has to be the Knicks. They just keep finding ways to win.
Keep finding ways to win. Yeah. Duke lost last night, by the way, to Virginia Tech. Now, they did beat Syracuse, lost to North Carolina. So they lost 2 or 3 without Zion. They'll get Zion back and be fine. But right now, everyone's like, ooh, what if he doesn't come back? Yikes.
He's gonna come back.
He better come back.
What if he doesn't?
What if he doesn't? We don't know. What if he doesn't? What if he says, "I'm healthy and I just quit college basketball. Goodbye."
Oh, did you hear Charles Barkley's comments on that? From last week.
Remind me what they were, because I remember seeing.
Pretty much saying, like, you know, we play basketball. That's what
we
do.
Yeah, we're basketball players. Yeah, that's right.
You don't sit and rest for the rest of the year.
I agree with him. I've said this before. Listen, if you're Zion, you only have one chance to win a college basketball national championship, and it is a cool thing to do, and participate in the tournament, which is a cool thing to do. Do it. Don't listen to these people that are scaring you that you're going to get hurt and damage yourself for life. Play basketball and have fun.
Here's my question to you. Maybe we need to dive into this a little bit more, but do we make certain exceptions? Say, you know, like we want Zion to play and get after that national championship, but I don't think we really cared too much when Leonard Fournette or Christian McCaffrey sat and opted out of a bowl game.
Yeah, true.
But it wasn't for a national championship.
Okay, if Duke was playing in the NIT, then I would tell him to get the hell out of there. Like, or let's say Duke was banned from the NCAA tournament for whatever reason, from past sin, okay, but he still wanted to play for Mike Krzyzewski, then I would tell him to get out of there. With the bowl games, it was different because the bowl games they were playing in games that didn't matter for the national title. Players don't go bopped out of the playoff or the championship. But here's a chance to go. I think the NCAA tournament is one of the coolest things in sports.
Right?
And I think if you're a participant in that, And you can, especially if your participant is on a team that should make a deep run. Again, you know, I say should because God knows what happens in that thing. But it should make a deep run. Enjoy that. That is a fun ride, man. That is the best 3 weeks of your life if you can make it that far. It is wildly cool. And you can play in the NBA and you can make all your money and you can make all your endorsements. That is eventually going to come routine and become part of your life. But there's only one time in your life right now that you're going to experience a 3 week hectic basketball schedule that is just blazingly fun, that involves almost everybody in the country who's in an office pool. Trust me, Zion, you're going to love this, and just do it. And don't worry about what all these people are saying. They're trying to scare you. Don't listen to them. Play in the basketball.
Just play.
You'll love it. You'll love it.
You know, but it's fun. If you don't want to finish the regular season, that's fine. But you want to be there for conference tournament, and then you want to be there for the NCAA tournament. Because obviously,
exactly.
I think they're already in.
All right, coming up next, a nightmare for a broadcast crew out in L.A. that is actually my worst fear. That's coming up next on SB Nation AM.